Chapter 125. Talkative in the carriage going back. Of Sophie telling us that, when she saw Traddles, whom I had entrusted with the license, asked for it, she almost fainted, having been convinced that he would contrive to lose it, or to have his pocket picked. Of Agnes laughing gaily, and of Dora being so fond of Agnes that she will not be separated from her, but still keeps her hand. Of there being a breakfast, with abundance of things, pretty and substantial, to eat and drink, whereof I partake, as I should do in any other dream, without the least perception of their flavor, eating and drinking, as I may say, nothing but love and marriage, and no more believing in the viands than in anything else. Of my making a speech in the same dreamy fashion, without having an idea of what I want to say, beyond such as may be comprehended in the full conviction that I haven't said it. Of our being very sociably and simply happy always in a dream though, and of Jip's having wedding cake, and its not agreeing with him afterwards. Of the pair of hired post horses being ready, and of Dora's going away to change her dress. Of my aunt and Miss Clarissa remaining with us, and are walking in the garden, and my aunt, who has made quite a speech at breakfast touching Dora's aunts, being mightily amused with herself, but a little proud of it too. Of Dora's being ready, and of Miss Lavinia's hovering about her, loth to lose the pretty toy that has given her so much pleasant occupation. Of Dora's making a long series of surprised discoveries, that she has forgotten all sorts of little things, and of everybody's running everywhere to fetch them. Of their all closing about Dora, when at last she begins to say goodbye, looking, with their bright colors and ribbons, like a bed of flowers. Of my darling, being almost smothered among the flowers, and coming out, laughing and crying both together, to my jealous arms. Of my wanting to carry Jip, who is to go along with us, and Dora saying no, that she must carry him, or else he'll think she don't like him any more, now she is married, and will break his heart. Of our going, arm in arm, and Dora stopping and looking back, and saying, if I have ever been cross, or ungrateful to anybody, don't remember it. ... and bursting into tears. Of her waving her little hand, and our going away once more. Of her once more stopping, and looking back, and hurrying to Agnes, and giving Agnes, above all the others, her last kisses and farewells. We drive away together, and I awake from the dream. I believe it at last. It is my dear, dear, little wife beside me, whom I love so well. Are you happy now, you foolish boy? ... says Dora, and sure you don't repent? ... I have stood aside to see the phantoms of those days go by me. They are gone, and I resume the journey of my story. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.